T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jumping off an hour or two of sports talk here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. Sean Ross at Master Control, fielding your phone calls at 504-260-1870 on our Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. Saints head coach Sean Payton announced he is indeed stepping away from that position. We heard the 90-minute press conference earlier today right here on WWL, and we talked about it, Bobby and Mike. I don't know that we're all that surprised when you consider, you look at 1 year removed from Drew Brees, salary cap situation is not too hot for the Saints, and now's the time. He referenced that all the time, time. And I think somewhat he was genuine in explaining that he was a little frustrated by the COVID protocols.
Well, yeah, but you're dealing with all that. But listen, NFL coaches if you last a decade anywhere, it's a great achievement. That's why I look at Payton as second, was the second only to longest tenured coach in NFL, only trailing Bill Belichick. I mean, look at the 21st century. It's been Bill Belichick, then Sean Payton, and then no one has lasted that long.
And it's Bill's second merry-go-round.
Yeah. Look, Bill was with the Browns. He didn't have success. Actually, I remember playing. You know, it was crazy. I played Bill Belichick in the Cleveland Browns. Guess who was the secondary coach?
Nick Saban.
And you know, was the linebacker? Falcons said we beat him.
You know, was the linebackers coach? He was here forever. Rick Venturi.
No. So when you look at it, listen, coaches are like military brats, Christian.
Yeah,
you got to move around.
You used to call it Semper Gumby.
You have to have your suitcase packed. And listen. Sean's not retired. Retired? He's only 58. He's not 68. Sean is retired from coaching the Saints. He's going to take the approach, like we talk about John Gruden, and I think he's going to do an outstanding job with TV. Now, the rumors are with Fox that he maybe might have a potential deal. He can get the same type of money that he get coaching that he could get in the broadcast booth and only work 30% of the time compared to what you would do as a coach. So when you're trying to parlay that and going forward, okay, look at, like, after John Madden. Look at John Madden. Now, we all, the younger generation, look at Madden football. But he was a Super Bowl winner. He was the coach that reached 100 victories quicker than anyone, that being John Madden. So when you look at that now, I don't know. Sean might stay in the TV booth forever, but it might come a point where you don't think Sean's attractive 2024 to some other team. Like I say, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. Somebody's going to be calling Sean Payton. Watch if it's not,
and make him a godfather offer.
Yeah, not even refuse. Next year, like 2 years from now.
We welcome in now Saints legend Archie Manning. Archie, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
Good. Just what's your reaction to what the news we heard today that Sean Payton is stepping away as the Saints head coach after 16 very successful years?
I'm not totally surprised. I'm not sitting here saying that I expected it after this season, but I'm not totally surprised. Bobby knows. We all know. It takes its toll. It's just – and Sean's – we all know Sean. He's a great coach. He's a great guy. He's all in. He's all in every day. He's all in the off season, and it takes its toll. And, this is – something a few years ago. I know Bill Parcells is a mentor to him, and
right.
I know Bill has a theory about staying too long in one place. And Sean kind of bought into that and looked at the possibility of leaving, and that didn't work out. And I'm glad it didn't. But he's given us 16 really good years. He deserves the opportunity to walk away at his own choosing. And he brought this organization and franchise to the point where we all wanted to be all those past years. That's where we always wanted to be.
Right.
Is to be respected, to be a contender, to be respected, to be in the hunt, to be in playoffs, to win a championship game, to win a Super Bowl. So he's a heck of a coach, and he just deserves our admiration and our appreciation for what he's brought to our city and this franchise.
Now, Archie, I think you would agree with this. I don't know, a lot of pressure. You never want to be the man to replace the man. I mean, look, the Miami mm-hmm. Dolphins are still looking to replace Don Shula, Dan Marino. So I'll look at Don Shula, what he meant to the Dolphins. I'll look at Vince Lombardi, even with the Packers. And I just look at the Saints organization. Now, Coach Moore, we got over the hump. You supporting a winning product. But what Sean Payton has done, I mean, he is truly like a Vince Lombardi figurehead or a Don Shula figurehead for the Saints organization. That's not going away. I don't care what he does in the future. You go to TV and he comes back and coach for a different team and all that. What he established in New Orleans, and you knew you were supporting a winner. Listen, you ain't worried about going for no marketing campaign. The games are sold out. Everyone wants to be in that number. So there's a lot of pressure on that future coach, considering because you're following Sean Payton.
No doubt it's pressure because this is a unique situation. What is it? Nine jobs out there, eight or nine?
Yeah, every year.
Every year.
All the rest of them, they're open because in the owner, a lot of times the fans, the media, but especially the owner and the people who run that organization didn't feel like the job was getting done. And so that's why they're looking for a new coach. That's not the case here. Sean, after 16 great years, is stepping down. So yes, absolutely. There will be pressure on the next coach. It needs to be hope we can make a good hire and bring somebody in that can be. It doesn't have to be as successful as Sean, but if you be close, he'll be mighty good. He'll be mighty good.
Arch, we didn't plan this today. Yesterday, Steve Geller and I were talking about guests, and I said, man, listen, we got to get Archie because of what happened in the AFC-NFC championship games. And three of those guys, distinctly, Pat Mahomes shows up at Manning. He's just kind of hanging around. Nobody's talking to him. Chris Carter, he was my cameraman that day for HTV. We catch him. He's almost ready to leave. Nobody was talking to him. Joe Burrow, who made that famous comment, hey, guys, we're going to average 45 points a game at LSU. And everybody's like, what LSU are you going to average 45 points a game at? And then Matt Stafford, who put on about as impressive a show as I've ever seen. And I've been to quite a few of these Manning camps that, man, throwing the football. And all of them all kind of having the same thing. Man, okay, they talented, but they came there to sort of learn. Almost a little bit of osmosis, a little bit about the game from you and Eli and Peyton. And just to kind of soak that in a little bit, and you got to be impressed with that as the championship series is on this weekend, that three of the four were at Manning, and the one guy who got knocked out and needed to get a chance, Josh Allen, he was there too.
Josh was there, and I'll mention Josh first because he's not one of the three or one of the four. But he was mighty impressive at the Manning Passing Academy. Mike, if you remember, we always have a wonderful little exhibition, you call it, on Saturday night, let the fans in the Thibodeau home area and all around. And usually with the rain that comes in South Louisiana in July, and we get some, usually there's some lightning with it. We have to get them off the field. So it's raining like crazy. It's time to start. We call it we call it Saturday Night Lights or Air It Out. It's time to start, and it's raining, but it's not lightning. And the quarterbacks came to me and you know, they said, "Mr. Manning, let's go." And the one that was really leading the way was Josh Allen. I said, "Well, it's raining." He said, "Yeah, but it's not lightning. Let's go. Let's throw." And I have never seen – I've seen people impress throw a football. Maybe I've never seen anybody throw a football like Matthew Stafford, Burt Jones, Terry Bradshaw, Doug Williams, right, John Elway, right up there. But I've never seen anyone throw a wet football like Josh Allen. Yeah. I've never seen it. Bobby, you should have seen it.
It was unbelievable. Arch, I told Bobby this comment. We were the Thursday. They had just had like a little tropical depression had passed. And, you know, the Thursday, all the guys line up and they're throwing. All the college quarterbacks who were there as counselors. And they throw into receivers from LSU and Southeastern and Nichols and Grambling Southern, you know, that sort of thing. And you and there's a picture. Parker Waters actually sent it to me. You in a golf cart and Little Arch is on the side and I'm standing up talking and Josh Allen comes up to throw. And you make the comment, "Hey, watch out." Now, we about in between like the 20-25 yard line, and he launches one, and the ball takes one bounce and hits the top of the golf court. It bounces away. Now, he is throwing against the wind. He launched that thing about the 5 yard line from the other side. I mean, it was remarkable to see that arm talent that day.
And you know, Archie, like with Mike saying, you know how when you look at a prospect in high school or college, how in the hell he ended up at Wyoming and who he's throwing to?
No,
I looked into it, Bobby, because I was so impressed with him. He was a California kid.
Yep.
And I guess just those kids get recruited a lot. He winds up at Wyoming. Now, there was a good coach at Wyoming. There was a coach at Wyoming that had left another program. Mike, I can't remember where it was. Maybe he left. I think he left North Dakota.
North Dakota. Somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and went there. So it was a good coach, but still, he was at Wyoming. And I also thought when I watched him post when we get in the league, I also thought, you know, it's going to take more time for him because he hadn't played against that competition out there in Wyoming in the teams they played like the other quarterbacks have. Well, baloney. This guy has come in, and he is now, you know, Patrick is a freak the way he plays football and the way
he looks like a shortstop. He's like he's inflicted a double play.
But Josh is, Bobby, Josh is, he's developing his own style, too, which I'm not sure anyone else can quite copy.
He ran over, Archie, he ran over the Chiefs running back and, I mean, defensive back and hurt him. Did you see that one play? It's like he ran over the DB for the Chiefs, and the Chiefs DB stayed on the ground. No, he's like beast mode.
No, he's like a lumberjack would look like.
Right. Well, it's just that game, of course, we all just have been ranting and raving about it for the last 48 hours. But those two quarterbacks, you know, I've read and people are talking about that's the next great rivalry. I think it is. I think it is because they're both just phenomenal athletes. They're playing on good teams. They're playing with good people. They got good coaches. It's just really fun to watch those two kids.
And Joe comes in there and he's sort of boisterous. He's different than the other guys. He didn't have that cannon like Stafford did or Mahomes or Allen. But man, you know, he was like, "I belong here, and I'm going to show you just how good I am."
Well, he was very self-confident. And Archie, you know what I was impressed with? He got sacked 9 times, and he's still making that crucial throw at the end.
When he had to
put him in range to win. You know, he don't get discouraged. You know all about getting sacked. Come on.
No, it didn't. Bobby, I sent him a text. I said, you didn't beat me. I said, the Bears got me 11 times one day. But I didn't win. We didn't win. He won with 9 sacks.
Yeah, that's just amazing.
You know what else, Mike? About Joe Burrow when we invited him to that camp? Of course, his dad is a Mississippi guy. He's in Ohio, but he's a Mississippi guy. So I invited his dad to come to the camp. So anyway, Joe competed and did well with our kids. He was part of the group. He enjoyed it and everything, but. When they're getting ready to say goodbye, his dad, Kerry, told me, he said, Joe just told me, he said, "I'm the best quarterback here."
And I said, "Well,"
and you know, that's him.
That's him. That's who he is.
Yep.
He believes that. He felt that going into that last year. in that year at LSU, which is the greatest offensive year any college football team's ever had, I believe.
Yeah, and Archie, when you think about it, they beat seven top 10 opponents. Come on. That's in the conversation, arguably the greatest season ever. Okay, where were you ranked when you played the team? Seven? Come on, out of the top 10?
Archie can brag about this. The two Heisman Trophy winners from LSU, their roots are in Mississippi, right? Right, Arch?
Well, they got some good genes in Mississippi.
Billy Cannon up around Philadelphia, Mississippi, where my wife's from.
Oh,
and then, of course, Joe's grandparents still live in Amory, Mississippi. Is it Amory or New Albany? I get them mixed up. Anyway, well, it's not very far from Oxford.
Joe
is a ball player. He is a quarterback, I'm telling you. And you can't say enough about this Cincinnati team, how far they've come. I like their coach, too. I think he does a really good job.
Now, Arch, when you look at this again, fans give me a hard time sometimes. Hey, Bear, I don't care about stats. I don't know. Stats are facts. That's history. Oh, stats this, stats that. All I know is I look at NFL history. Sean Payton and the Saints, a big sample size, ranked first in NFL history in both points per game. Okay, what are you averaging? You know, like scoring defense. Okay, hope our opponent can hold an opponent like high teens, low 20s. The Saints are right at 28 points per game in NFL history and right under 400 yards per game. That's number one in NFL history. I know Sean Payton, Drew Brees, Sean Payton, but that's a big sample size when you're looking at basically 15, 16 seasons.
No, it's great. You know, I tell people this around, and Bobby, you know this. I tell people this around the country, and I have for the last few years. I've always kind of been a fan or student of a great play caller, in my era, the top play caller kind of became Coach Landry. One thing,
right?
In my day, my early days, Bobby, we called our own plays. So Coach Landry. But then, to me, when the game was kind of changing a little bit, the greatest play caller was Bill Walsh. The greatest play caller was
with the
Bill
49ers,
Walsh.
Yes.
But then it was it was disciples of Jim Bill Walsh after that. Mike Holmgren was a great play caller.
Yep.
Mike Shanahan was a great play caller. But Sean, to me, Sean Payton, of course, Sean was in the Giants organization and over in the Cowboy organization. And I remember he was calling plays for the Giants, and Jim Fossil was his head coach, and he took it away from him.
Yes.
I never asked Sean about that. It had to embarrass him. It had to make him so mad. They took the play calling away from him because Fossil was an old play caller himself, you know, as an assistant, so he took it over. But it didn't deter Sean. John is a great play caller, and to me, I've said the last few years he's the best one in the league. Now there's a lot of good young ones out there. You know, all these young, I talk about now all the new head coaches now. They were formerly offensive coordinators. They all have a beard and wear a T-shirt. I mean, that's the new head coach in the league now. They call their own plays. And there's some good young ones. One of them's right there in Cincinnati, but Green Bay, I mean, they're out there. But
and Kyle Shanahan.
To me, Sean's kind of the czar, you know, and he's kind of the senior guy that leads the way.
Archie Manning, Saints legend, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Arch.
Thank you, Archie.
Okay, guys. Glad to be with you.
Thanks. All right. Zach Strief is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on Sports Talk, we welcome in now assistant offensive line coach for the New Orleans Saints, former voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, friend of the program. Zach, how are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks right, for... Thanks for joining us. So you heard it for 90 yeah. minutes, that press conference with Sean Payton. That was about as candid and maybe as genuine as I've heard him in 16 years. But what was your reaction when you first heard the news, when he told, I guess, the staff?
And Zach, when you consider, like Christian's saying, I mean, come on, you played for him and you coach with him. I mean, that's monumental.
Yeah, listen, it's obviously it's big news for everybody in that building. Really on every level of that building, and it's impactful, you know, to a lot of people. And so the reaction initially, I think there's a little bit of surprise there, right? And because, you know, this is not something that we haven't necessarily heard in the past, that Sean's, you know, considered it. And yet at the same time, you know, from a personal standpoint, the thing I kept feeling today was that Sean feels at peace at it, and he's comfortable with the decision he made. And you know, when you have friends that reach that point where they just feel comfortable with the decision and where they're at, and I think you just feel good that your buddy's kind of, you know, made a choice that is making him feel right, and you kind of move on down the road. And I think for most of the guys in the building, you know, on the coaching end, understand that, you know, these things, this happens, and certainly my first experience with it, but to a lot of those guys, you know, there's some familiarity and just kind of understanding that there's always going to be a little bit of unknown in this industry.
Now, Zach, with that being said, I know you probably had this conversation with your wife. Your kids are still too young, but you are like a military brat. If you're in the coaching industry, that you have to be willing to move. People could respect your talents, but you might not live in the same city. I know you've been here forever, and we all love you to keep you here. But is a little uneasy going forward with your future, who might be the prospective head coach, considering that, I mean, you know what you know. But is that necessarily? You might go north, south, east, west. Who knows where you got to go if you want to be in the coaching business?
I think everybody that enters the industry, and this is obviously something that, you know, my wife and I spoke about at length when we were making the decision to take this job in the first place, was, you know, sometimes coaching takes you places, and, you know, you don't always have control over that. And I think everybody that gets into the industry understands that. And listen, this is all very new, and you know, we found out 30 minutes before everybody else found out. And so, I think there's lots of decisions to be made. You guys know, obviously, I have a relationship with Sean, but I also have a relationship with the organization and
right.
with Mickey. And what I really think is that whatever Mickey decides will be the right thing for the New Orleans Saints organization. It'll be the right thing for the fan base. I mean, if you don't trust that guy at this point, you're a lost cause. You know, he's just made a lot of really good decisions over the years, and I'm sure that he'll handle it the right way, and the organization, you know, will move on just fine. And, you know, Sean's a big part of that, and he mentioned that, you know, today in his press conference that, you know, he's leaving the organization better than he found it, and there's no question. You know, it's the organization's stability. Now, granted, he was a big part of that, but the way that the organization is perceived, the functionality of the organization is as good as anywhere in football. So, you know, it's obviously not up for me to decide, and, you know, we'll all wait and see together. You know, the only conflict for me is I love the organization as much as I love Coach. And, you know, so there's those two things are going to kind of go separate ways at this point. And, you know, that we kind of deal with that as we go.
Zach, you saw Coach come in first time he had ever been a head coach. The changes in him are the biggest changes you saw with him and at the end of your career, because everybody sort of evolves. In any job they do, there is an evolution along the way. What was the biggest changes you saw with Sean as a first-year head coach, second-year head coach, and then toward the end of your career?
You know what I always felt was really kind of Sean's superpower was his ability to adapt to the environment around him. And by that, you know, yes, early on in Sean's career, things were very different. You know, camps has been, you know, discussed ad nauseum how hard some of the things that we did were. And
Millsaps.
And yet, yeah, exactly. And yet, at the same time, Mike, I think a lot of that was a product of the environment in the NFL at the time. So players coming out of college at that time were used to that. You know, you could push. You could drive guys. You could have that kind of edge about you, make people uncomfortable. And yet, as time has gone on, you could say that Sean has changed. But I think what really has happened is that Sean has adapted to the players of today.
I got you.
And the environments that these players are coming from and the style of programs that they're coming out of. And, you know, I think that's always been his greatest gift is his ability to adapt. And so, you know, you say, well, he's changed a lot of ways. In almost every way he's changed. And yet, did he really change, or has he always just had this really great innate ability to adapt and to change with the times, and to know his team and to know what his team needed and to be able to give it to him? You know, I think that's really where a lot of those changes have stemmed from. You know, if you'd asked a guy in 06, I don't know they would have identified Sean as a quote-unquote player's coach or a guy that the team, you know what I mean? It was more like, man, this guy's out of control with some of this stuff. And yet I would say if you asked Alvin Kamara, he feels like he does have that relationship with Coach. And I think Sean's just realized that's what is needed for, you know, today's player and today's environment. So there's a lot of changes, almost everything. But, I just think it's part of his abilities.
Zach Strief, assistant offensive line coach for the Saints. Can you hold on? You know how radio works, and you know I'm dealing with A-Bear.
Zach,
so.
You got to hold
him
because
pay Bobby's salary. Come on, Zach.
I got way more questions for Zach. I mean,
can you hang Zach?
Well, we need Zach on.
Yeah, I'll hang on, guys.
All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We're hanging out with Zach Strief, friend of the program, obviously former Saints play-by-play guy and now Saints assistant offensive line coach. Zach, I'm going to turn you over to the cannon.
Well, Zach got a lot of wisdom. I trust Zach as a player. Anybody goes to Northwestern University in Chicago, listen, he had to go to class. I know you have to go to class.
He's buttering you up,
and
Zach.
To be highly successful.
Yeah, I know.
but Zach, when I look at right now, I'm gonna read a text. Okay, this is from. Let me see. I gotta get my glasses on. 06-98. Zach, do you worry about the stability of the team? Is Dennis Allen not just an obvious choice, but the right choice? And then wouldn't Aaron Glenn be the right choice when you look at it, the Rooney Rule and all what comes about? Because I can tell you right now, you won't have to move if Dennis Allen or Aaron Glenn's the coach, the head coach for the Saints.
Well, first of all, I'd speak to the stability of the organization. And I think Sean made this point several times as well. I don't know that there's many organizations in all sports that are as stable as the Saints are. You know, at the end of the day, I think Mrs. Benson has created and has carried on an environment where you have an organization that is patient and thoughtful. They don't make rash decisions. They're going to think through this the right way. That leads down to Dennis Lauscha, who I think does a great
right.
job, you know, making all these decisions fit into the Saints from a business perspective. And that allows them to let Mickey Loomis make all these football decisions based on football and based on what he believes in. And you know, at the end of the day, as much as so much of this organization was about Sean and things that Sean brought to the organization,
right.
but so much of that was also rooted in Mickey. And so I don't think without losing the ownership, without losing, you know, Mickey Loomis, I think the stability of the organization is in really good hands. Now, as far as who's the best person for that job, you know, that's incredibly hard for me to answer. That's hard for anybody to answer.
Right.
And, you know, here's the thing. I do have experience with Dennis Allen as a head coach. Right. We won a game with him, beat the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
Nothing with him. I think he's got a lot of respect in the building. I think, obviously, you know, he's a guy that's been a head coach before and probably not in the fairest of circumstances when he was – it's not
– with the Raiders,
maybe not.
Yeah.
He definitely wasn't in the fairest of circumstances with the Raiders, who basically blew the whole roster up when he got there. And so, listen, you've got a great candidate there. I think – I don't think anybody in the building doesn't see Dennis Allen as a very possible – candidate. And then you talk about Aaron Glenn, and listen, Aaron Glenn was here a year ago. I think Aaron Glenn's a guy that's going to be a head coach in this league at some point. I saw a report that they were bringing him in. Certainly no one runs that stuff by me. But you know, he's a guy that I certainly know, I played with. And again, here's your conflict, Bobby. My family is here. My wife is from here. I've been
right.
here for a long time now, 16 years. I would love to stay. I also want the organization to do what's best for the organization because I love the organization too. So there's kind of that selfishness.
Right.
And then there's, you know, and maybe those two things, you know, match up, Bobby. Maybe what's best for the organization ends up being best for my family as well, and that would be great. But, you know, those decisions will be made here in the coming weeks.
Now, you know, Zach, I look at all the adversity dealing with COVID and you're dealing with the hurricane, you're dealing with all the injuries. But to me, listen, you're running the offensive line, or you're a part of that and all that. Like, what were the challenges? Because you know what's frustrating to me as a Saints fan? Because I've witnessed, we've been unbelievable from the center and the two guards. And then you look at the tackles. When they were, like Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk, you got the best duo of tackles. But I look at the interior. And where we at? Okay, Andres Pete goes down, and then you got Cesar Ruiz, who's expected to live up to the number one draft pick billing. He wasn't even better than Throgmorton. And then you got, all of a sudden, you got the center position. We've had outstanding centers. Now, maybe not necessarily with Brian De La Puente, considering you got Jari Evans and Carl Nix. But how challenging that was for you as a coach, because Cesar Ruiz played every game, but he might have been the weak link.
Well, for one, I think that's always, you know, one of those things. It's very easy to kind of make a big grand statement like that. I don't think it's true, right? But it's easy to kind of take a whole picture of the whole thing. You've got a guy in Cesar Ruiz who's extremely talented. He's taken every snap of his basically his entire football life at center, right? And you know, he comes to New Orleans, and we have a great center, maybe the best center in football. You know, he's in that conversation. And so, you know, Caesar's playing guard, and I think Caesar has made a jump from year one to year two. And I think if you asked Caesar, he would agree with the statement. He needs to make the bigger jump from year two to year three. But it's not for lack of trying. The kid works his tail off every single day, wants to get better, and we saw growth. What we need is consistency from him day in and day out, game in and game out. And quite honestly, the same thing goes for Andrus, and I think both those guys are aware of that. You know, you see Andrus do some pretty incredible things on a football field.
Run blocking, but not pass blocking. I could say run blocking, pass blocking. No, I don't know.
Again, it's a consistency problem, right?
Right.
Andrus is going to continue to have to work on that, and Andrus knows that. And the great thing is he wants to work on it. And it's not some deal where you got guys that, you know, are sitting around not trying or not doing anything. I think both of those guys.
I'm trying, Coach. I'm trying. I'm trying, Coach. I'm trying.
Well, you know, you don't get that. And what you get is, what do I need to do? What did I do? And I think more than anything, especially with a young player like Caesar, is you have a player that's starting to be able to self-diagnose and understand. Because, Bobby, it's very easy to say, oh, well, he got beat. Okay, great. I don't need a player to tell me he got beat. I can see that, right?
Right.
What happened? What happened? Was the set bad, right? Were you out of balance in the wrong place? Were you squared to your target? Can you identify that at full speed on the fly in the middle of a game so that if it happens on second down, it doesn't happen again on third down? And those things take a lot of time. And, Bobby, this is one thing that, you know, you didn't have this issue as a player. I didn't have this as a young player. But, man, you don't get 1,000 chances in training camp to work on that.
Zach.
You don't have 1,500 reps. Well, you got to get it done quickly, and those guys will just have to keep growing in that way.
Zach, we got to run. I appreciate the time.
All right, buddy. All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We're finishing up hour number two of Sports Talk. A lot to talk about, and we'll be opening up our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Philip, Andy, Mike, Tony, James will be coming to you in the 6 o'clock hour. But now we got to go to some news here on the Big 870. Nothing bigger than Sean Payton making the decision today that he is walking away from the New Orleans Saints. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.